The Islamic Union Association for Iranian Students in Europe holds its 52nd annual conference in Vienna. One of its goals is the transfer of scientific knowledge to Iran.
In the current juncture, one of the most important missions that the Union has is in the area of science. Students are familiar with the latest and most efficient technologies and benefit from a vast communication network. This enables us to attract and transfer technology to resolve national problems.
In a message addressed to participants, a leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, urged Muslim university students in Europe to fully grasp the developments of the current era and take note of the consequent unprecedented expectations from students.
I think the main expectation of this association is to be impressive in the society and also fighting Islamophobia. I think nowadays, considering the events around the world, I think it's really a priority for us to be focused on.
The meaning of this union is the network in which I can make myself a better Muslim who can influence my society and to fight this wrong image, this Islamophobia that we are facing with it in Europe now and in the mainstream media.
Since becoming the only country in Western Europe with far-right presence in government, Austria has witnessed a surge in Islamophobic incidents, including racist reactions to the birth of the first baby in 2018, a girl from Muslim parents.
Austria, Germany, Belgium and France are the four countries in Europe where Islamophobia is seen to be more prevalent. Reports say there were more than 3,000 Islamophobic attacks in Western countries last year. But the rise of the far right, that trend, at least here in Austria, is not expected to be reversed anytime soon. I'm Homa Lezgi for Press TV in Vienna.